From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. As night fell Friday, Kurdish Peshmerga tanks fired heavy artillery into the now Iraqi-held town of Altan Kapri, while gunfire cracked at the town's entrance. Kurdish civilian volunteers scattered from behind nearby berms as journalists' cars raced out of the line of fire. Iraqi and Kurdish forces have been battling since early morning after Iraqi forces advanced north out of Kirkuk, an oil city they took over in the past week toward the Kurdish capital Erbil. The United Nations said Friday that 589,000 Rohingya refugees have fled Myanmar to Bangladesh since August 25th. Spokesman Farhan Haq told reporters that just over half of them are staying at a large site known as the expansion, where aid workers are working to improve basic services, infrastructure, and road access. Michael Dunford is World Food Program Emergency Coordinator.
WFP's already fed 580,000 refugees. Just yesterday, we fed an additional 10,000 as they came across the border. But we're still scaling up. We still need to reach up to 1 million people. We've received strong support from our donors, but we need an additional 54 million to get us through until the end of February if we are able to reach our target.
Thousands of Somalis gathered Friday to pray at the site of the country's deadliest bombing last Saturday, when a truck bomb exploded on a busy street in Mogadishu, killing what is now believed to be 358 people. As Somalis in the capital city paid their respects to Somalian Prime Minister, and said the president will announce soon a state of war against the Al-Shabaab extremists the government blames for the bombing. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis went to Capitol Hill Friday to meet with Senator John McCain after the chairman of the Senate Armed Services Committee threatened to issue a subpoena for information about the deaths of four U.S. soldiers killed in Niger. After meeting privately with McCain in his office, Mattis promised to keep better lines of communication with Congress. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide blast inside a crowded mosque in Kabul has killed at least 40 worshippers. IS Gul reports.
It was in fact a crowded mosque for Shiite Muslims where a suicide bomber just walked in and blew himself up. And there are dozens of people seriously wounded, according to the Afghan Interior Ministry. And in fact, what we are hearing right now is that there were two attackers. And as soon as the first one blew himself up, there was a second attacker. He was armed with automatic weapons, and he started shooting at the crowd.
Another attack in Ghor province killed at least 33 people. At least 30 Egyptian policemen have been killed in a shootout with militants in the country's western district. Security officials say the policemen came under fire as they were searching for suspected members of Hazm, a group that has claimed responsibility for several attacks in Egypt during the past year. A search and rescue operation is underway in the northeastern Malaysian state of Penang following a deadly landslide Saturday. Dozens of rescue workers, some carrying stretchers, combed the construction site where the landslide took place. A team of international scientists now say that a Nobel Prize-winning poet Pablo Neruda did not die of cancer or malnutrition, rejecting the official cause of death but not laying to rest one of the group's mysteries of the post-coup Chile. One forensic expert says that they are waiting now to be available and able to establish the origin of bacteria and if this was, in fact, coming from a laboratory modified or cultivated.
Estamos pendientes precisamente de poder establecer el origen.
As we're still trying to determine what caused the Communist Party politician's death, the experts did not address suspicions that he was murdered by agents of a general dictatorship after the country's 1973 military takeover. Neruda's body was exhumed in 2013 to determine the exact cause of his death, but those tests showed no toxic agents or poisons in his bone. In 2015, Chile's government said that it is highly probable that a third party was responsible. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.